Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior field hockey star at Scarsdale High School, Madeline Greco, or Maddie. So, hi, welcome to the show, Maddie, and congrats on the honor.
Thank you.
And also with you is your coach, Coach Lauren Barton. Hi, Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. No, it's hey, I'm glad to be able to talk to you all. So keep in mind, and for the audience, we do record these Con Ed shows on a Thursday, but they run on a Sunday. So you might have to catch me up on where you all have been if you have played since the last game on the nomination sheet. But I know that you got the win against Mamaroneck in the sectional finals, and you got yourself a hat trick, which, by the way, is not the first one of the season. You've had quite a few, from what I gather. And you did all the scoring, and this is cool. You finished the game in overtime by taking the ball down the entire attacking half before scoring. That's kind of like a coast to coast in basketball. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where do you all stand now? Who's up next? Where are you all in the playoffs?
So you're right. That was our most recent game. That was the sectional final. Our next game is the regional final, correct? It's on Sunday. It is against Bethlehem Central, which is the team from Section 2.
Okay.
So those are the regional finals, and that section is just outside of the Albany area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So that sounded familiar, actually, because I'm part of a broadcast crew. We would do high school games up that area, so that sounds familiar. All right. So this is the regional finals. Now, how many more steps are there before you're getting to the states and possibly winning this whole thing?
So we had a bye for the first round of regionals, so we're automatically in the regional finals on Sunday. The neutral location is Mayapac. And then if we are to win that game, then we go to state semifinals and subsequently state finals.
All right, so three more steps to take, huh? All right, yeah. So well, good luck there. Yeah. And then, by the way, that neutral site is my alma mater. So yes, I graduated from Mayapac High School, though, Maddie, I'm not going to tell you when. Because I don't even want to admit that myself sometimes. But anyway, I also noticed then now that you are the captain of the team, or one of the captains of the team. Now, how does it feel? And I ask a lot of the folks that I have that have won this award are the captains of their respective teams. How does it feel to you to be the captain? Is there any pressure? What's that responsibility like? Is it a motivator for you?
I mean, like, as captain, there are three other captains, and I think we do a good job. Like, we all work together, and I think it's definitely a motivator, like, to be a leader on the team and to be a good role model. But I don't think it's impacted the way any of us act around our teammates, besides just taking more of a leadership position on the team. I don't think it's impacted the way we play. Yeah, I mean, it's been a big motivator for me just because I know that, like, I'm out there to represent my team, like my teammates as well as myself. So,
look, obviously you're walking the walk on the field when it comes to, you know, showing the rest of the team how it is to go about not just playing the games themselves, but preparing for the games, I'm sure. And I'm coach, I'm sure you would attest to that. But the other question I have then is when you were younger and you first started to play and you had captains of your own that you could look up to, is there anything that you took from what they presented to you, from what they used to kind of help you get along, that you may have brought forward now?
I think definitely, like, some of our previous captains had, like, a big emphasis on just, like, staying positive, even, like, when you're down. And I think that's something that I noticed very early on, and I kind of just, like, took to heart, and I've applied it to not, like, only being on the field, but, like, my entire life. Like, I could be having a really bad day, and I'll still, like, try to think of, like, the positive things. And that was just something that was, like, ingrained to me, like, from our previous captains.
And that's a very important lesson. And like you said, not just one for sports, but for life in general, because it is so very easy for any of us to get down a little bit. So trying to stay positive is certainly an important thing. Now, I notice here, too, your nomination in the letter, you are referred to as a true leader and a good communicator. Now, I know it's sometimes hard to say these things about yourself with, you know, humility coming into play. But do you see that in yourself? Do you see those qualities that some of these other folks talk about, and how does that make you feel?
I mean, I like to think those qualities are true. I think I think I do a pretty good job communicating. I think I do talk a lot, so I think it's very easy for me to be a good communicator. And I like to think that I'm a good leader in the fact that, like, I know, I like to think I stay composed on the field, and I try, like I focus in on like what needs to get done. So I think I do see, like, I might not admit it, but, and I might not like think about it to myself, but I do see what people say sometimes, or most of the time. So.
Okay. And then also, and this is kind of interesting in that you were able to say, take some of these leadership qualities that you have when it comes to being a captain, but you were able to help out some younger kids when it comes to swimming. And you were able to help them out. It was noted in your letter, Maddie was able to translate this experience to helping her field hockey teammates to develop skills and game sense that felt intuitive to Maddie. You were able to translate the experience you had teaching these young kids, who were some of them just afraid to even put their faces in the water, how to swim. And you're an accomplished swimmer. So, you know, you're good at that. But how did that make you feel to, one, do that for the young kids, to finally see somebody swimming who was scared, maybe scared to death to do so? And then take that onto the field hockey field.
Yeah. I mean, it was like when I first started teaching younger kids how to swim, like I had one kid in particular who his mom wouldn't even shower him because he was so scared of the water. And by the end of camp, he was able to swim. Like, that was an incredibly rewarding experience for me because I was able to help this kid overcome a fear. And now he can go swim with his friends. And I think, like, applying that to my sports teams, I've developed a sense of like how to teach, how to like break things down and help other people, because it might not come as easily to them as it did to me, because I was already taught it. I already understand it. Right. And it has taught me a lot of patience, because some of these kids, they're not always the best listeners. Like, they're young kids, and learning how to be patient with them, and how to, maybe I need to explain it a different way, or I need to talk to them in a different way. Like, each kid is individual. And learning that, I think, has helped me like interact with my teammates better, and just people in general.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. I mean, yeah, and it, you know, it gives you the ability to not just, you know, generalize about a group. You know, like you said, they're all individuals, and you have to approach each one as an individual. And that's an important lesson to learn on your own, you know, how to do such a thing. But yeah, that has to be really rewarding to see that kid that was afraid of even the shower to eventually to eventually be able to jump in the water and do some swimming. That's fantastic. So coach, now you've had the opportunity to coach Maddie for a number of years now. What's it been like, one, to coach her as an athlete on your teams, and your teams are doing well, but also just to see her development as a leader and as a person?
Sure. So I think I first met Maddie when she was in eighth grade. She came to a clinic that we were running at the high school, which was led by some of these captains who she's maybe referring to in the earlier part of the interview. And at the time, like, I would describe Maddie as a happy-go-lucky, trying her best, like, eighth grade field hockey player. She has developed over the last 5 years as a result into like such a highly skilled player who each year has improved. Like, she's peaked this year. I mean, she's been a force that on the field in so many ways. And not that she wasn't an impactful player last year, but like every year she's grown and developed in so many different ways. And especially in the communication and her leadership role, breaking down strategy or explaining positioning to other players on the field, or, you know, just doing extra, you know, making sure she, you know, fills in for someone who's, you know, either absent or like not where they need to be, and explaining all those things to her teammates. So it, like, regardless of our team success, Maddie's continued to progress in so many ways over those last several years. And in this like culminating year of like the greatest success like our team has had in recent years, it's so much fun.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. And I'm sure it is to be able to see that all come together now in this senior season. That's fantastic.
And by the way, like, sorry, I described her as like happy-go-lucky in eighth grade. She is still like happy-go-lucky in so many ways. Like, she hasn't lost that like love and spirit for like the game and competition, which sometimes you see student athletes after they played so many sports for so many years, sometimes that like they lose that love. But Maddie embraces and is full of all that love and commitment and devotion. So that's like one of the best parts.
And I read in the letter too, that though there may be the happy go lucky and you are the communicator and folks do tend to like you, that when you get out on the field, it's recommended that people don't get in your way. You know, plus you're carrying a stick, you know, just in case. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Maddie Greco of Scarsdale High School. And Maddie, when it comes to this award, academics, they're an equal part of it. And you're in really good shape there. You got a 3.67, and the strides you've taken in your 4 years have been tremendous, according to this nomination letter, and surely helped by how you, quote, welcome teacher feedback. Because you're so eager to improve and you try to incorporate as much of that feedback into your work as possible. So you've become pretty adept, I would imagine, at making those adjustments fairly quickly, haven't you?
I mean, yeah, I'd say so.
Yes, because, you know, there's a couple of notes in the nomination letter where they do mention the academics and what strides you have made. And now when it comes to the classwork, it seems social sciences, they're kind of your thing, right? And you've taken pretty much every elective that's available when it comes to social studies.
Yeah.
So moving forward then, you know, when you say, you know, when you eventually make your way to college, if that's the thought, what would it be social studies wise? Is that where you would want to have your emphasis in study?
Not necessarily. I think a lot of the electives I took were driven just by the fact that I thought they were really interesting and they were things that I thought like I would enjoy taking a class on and learning more about. Especially because some of the electives are very like current events based. And I appreciated being able to be in a class where we were talking about things that were currently going on and I could educate myself on things that were currently going on. So I have just a better idea of like the world around me. But as for like my future, I've always wanted to be like either something related to medicine or being a doctor. I think a lot of it's just like the scenarios that I've been in. I've spent a lot of time in the physical therapist's office. I really enjoy learning about like how my body works, and I've always enjoyed my science classes. So even though like I've taken a lot of the social sciences classes, I don't necessarily know if that's the direction that I would want my career to go in.
I mean, look, obviously those things can change along the way, and yes, you've got some other interests, and I'm, you know, and the medicine. Look, it seems to me like you put in the work, and you know, medicine would obviously be a lot of work, but I wouldn't have any worries or any qualms about you being able to accomplish that. So I think you would be fine there. And I do also note here that you're involved with your class government. And this is kind of fun. You're always willing to take risks to lift the spirit of your community, including dressing up to be enthusiastic for all great causes. So what kind of dressing up are we talking here?
I mean, like the easier ones, like when we do Spirit Week, I always make sure that I'm on top of the themes. Or even like with our sports games, sometimes our teams will do like cowboy theme. I'll come in like cowboy boots and my cowboy hat and my flannel and my jeans and everything, even if it gets pulled out or whatever. Also just our team will do like, we do like Flock-a-ween, like field hockey Halloween. And I've always like dressed up like completely all out. Last year I was Captain Underpants. This year I was Mickey Mouse. The year before we couldn't really do it because of COVID. But or sometimes we'll do like Wacky Wednesday, or even for practices we'll dress up. And I think I'd like take pride in being on top of the themes. It's something I really, really like. So
And I'm sure that's just a lot of fun. And that's actually probably a fantastic team building experience. Just everybody getting together and just being freaking silly. You know, you know, and that's fantastic. That's wonderful. And I also note here that, you know, it's not just when it comes to you were helping out the kids with the swimming this past summer. You're, you know, one of the captains of the team, but also that you and coach help coach some of the kids clinics in ice hockey and also youth lacrosse.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring that up because it is not just field hockey. It is also lacrosse for you. And it's very interesting in the fact that there's also ice hockey. And this is a great note from the nomination letter, is that you very quickly became a valued member of the boys' ice hockey team, one of the only two females on the team, and not just a valued female member. How does that make you feel that is noted, that you are a valuable member of the team, period?
Obviously, it makes me feel great about myself, especially when I've been playing with these boys since I was like five. And just learning that, like, especially when I was younger, I kind of felt like because I was a girl, like I might have just been like a little bit ostracized, not necessarily intentionally, just the way that like socially it worked out. And I think realizing that that wasn't necessarily the case, and that my teammates like appreciated all the hard work I put into it, like it made me value hard work so much more and dedication. And it kind of, it just gave me the confidence, like at, like in general, to be like a more impactful person on the team and to speak up more and to like you were saying before, communicate more.
And what's it like then when you get out on the ice and you're out there against the other teams? Do you ever run into any issues with other teams with the fact that there's you and another young woman on the team? Do they ever, anybody ever give you a hard time, or is everybody pretty accepting knowing that, hey, she knows how to play the game, so we don't care?
I mean, I think no matter what gender you are, you're always going to run into issues with kids on other teams, especially if your team is winning. I think there have definitely been comments made to me or like throughout the years about me being a girl, but it's always like, I kind of just brush it off. Like I've heard it before. It's not that big of a deal. Like they can say what they want, but it's not going to change the score of the game. I wouldn't say that there's necessarily been any like huge issues, just like mean commentary sometimes.
Sadly, you would kind of expect that kind of thing from some anyway, but hey, as long as you say, you know, whatever, that's fine. I'm still going to beat your butt right here on the ice. That's all that matters. So you can take that home with you, my friend. Now, coach, before we go here, I was wondering if you had some final comments on Maddie again, and you know, where things stand now, and as you guys are moving forward in the playoffs when it comes to field hockey.
I think I would just give Maddie credit for one of the things that I don't think you've mentioned yet, is that given how talented she is and how strong she is on the field and off the field, she's also a very selfless player who, if there's a person in a better position in front of the goal, she will make the right pass. She will make the right decision for the sake of the team. And given her abilities, if she wanted to, she could often probably carry the ball and possess the ball even longer than she does. But she is a team player, and she distributes the ball and she encourages her teammates. And she really is a team player and a team captain before any sort of individual anything ever crosses her mind.
Which is very important. And I did note that in the nomination letter in a number of different instances that, you know, you are team player first. And that's what's important. So and this is the part there, Maddie, where I read something nice, you know, some gushing words from a coach or a counselor or something just to make you blush. Maddie gives 100% to everything that she does, both academically and athletically. Maddie is also a kind and caring individual who has formed friendships with so many of her teammates, regardless of age or ability. Maddie is optimistic, positive, and always smiling as she walks through the hallways or onto the field. So there you go. Do I see blushing? Just a little bit. That's my favorite part of these interviews. Well, anyway, listen, Maddie, coach, it was fantastic talking to you. And Maddie, obviously, well-deserved on the Con Edison Scholastic Athlete of the Award a week, award this week for you. Good luck moving forward, and good luck right now when it comes to the playoffs. I mean, this will air probably a little bit before you all play on Sunday.
Yeah.
So yes, as we're airing this, I will say good luck to you before you're heading off to the field with that smile that you have, and good luck moving forward after this.
Thank you.
All right. For Scarsdale High School's Maddie Greco, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.